Last year, I wrote a book called 1 Hour Funnel, which you've heard me talk about nonstop on the podcast since then. And I got physical copies of the book, which was kind of a long process. If you've done that before with self-publishing, it takes a week or two to get the proofs back. And then you notice a typo or you miss something or the formatting didn't look right. So the first proof, I didn't like the way the image looked on the front. There wasn't enough margin. So I had to change the cover art and change something on the back. And then I sent that back and got 2 weeks later and then sent something else back and got it 2 weeks later and read through it. I was like, oh, there's one more thing. Got it back 2 weeks later. So my point is people kind of knew that I was writing a book and then I was ready to take it to the world because I got a box of them. I got like, I don't know, 50 of them or something like that, author copies from CreateSpace. And I was ready to deploy all of this. And so I'd been kind of teasing it, kind of posting to social media, hey, big announcement coming tomorrow. I wonder what's in the box and all that stuff. That was on a Sunday. And so on Monday morning, I was going to do a Facebook Live to just announce the new book that I had. And I was going to mail people copies of the book. And this was August, September of 2018. So I was really, really excited. And I walked into my home office. I work from home in the basement and we live in Colorado. And I had put down some hardwood floors and we had remodeled my office, not hardwood. They were like the laminate or whatever. And I walked into my office and it was very, very, very squishy. When I stepped on the boards, it was squishy. And I got near where my office was or where my chair was. And I stepped on the boards and it made a really squishy sound, like punching your fist into a bowl of Jell-O. And water seeped up between the boards. And I freaked out. I thought I just got this done about a month or two before. I had a friend of mine help me put it together. And we had done kind of a work swap. And it was one of the few things I built with my own hands. And I had done something that had caused water to seep under the laminate flooring in my office. My beautifully redone, remade, remodeled office on the day I was going to launch my book. Has it happened to you before? You're ready to do something and you face this little bit of resistance right before you go live with that thing. Well, I go into the water heater, which is on the other side of my office wall, like one of my walls of my office. And sure enough, the water heater had been leaking and it had leaked enough that it didn't go to the automatic drain. It had leaked enough that it went the other way away from the drain into my office behind that wall and under the boards. And I was really, really bummed. I had planned out for weeks and weeks. And people knew I had written the book. They're like, when are you going to give it to us? When are you going to tell us it's there? When are you going to announce it? When are you going to publish it? And so I had pent up some demand. And literally on the day that I finally go to tell the world about it, this thing happened. Well, the rest of the day included me calling a disaster relief company. They came in with crowbars and pry bars and they ripped up the floor in the office. They brought in a bunch of commercial dryers. They took off the baseboards of my office. Water had traveled about halfway in the wood floors in my office. Found out that the wood that I had used in the past wasn't available anymore. It was discontinued, so we had to get new wood. All in all, it cost my deductible on my home, but the whole repair was like $4,000. I just paid the deductible, which was less than that, but it was still expensive. And it was an extremely disruptive day. So today on the show, on episode 125 of the show, we're going to talk about what to do when you face resistance like that, how you overcome it, and exactly how I lost 2,183 podcast listeners in the span of 1 week. I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. So something happened with the podcast. I was getting about 1,500 downloads a month. It had been pretty consistent over, I don't know, since September, since about the time my office flooded, to December. It was always about 1,500. It had a kind of a spike in September. I met some new people, made some new relationships. Maybe they were listening to it. Like when you don't have a ton of downloads, and in the beginning phases of doing anything, getting a few new people on board can mean, you know, quite a bit of growth or whatever for your thing, whether it's, you know, your YouTube channel or a podcast or blog post readers or website visitors or Facebook ad comments or things like that. It doesn't take a ton to move the needle. Well, something happened between December and January where it went from 1,500 to over 6,000. So it went up by 4x. So something had happened. I was bringing on about 50 new downloads per episode and wasn't quite sure what it was. And I'm still not quite sure what it was. So if you're one of those new listeners, hello. If you're one of the people that I'm talking about on this show, come back because something happened. And I just want to be really, you know, transparent with you. I was sharing this with some friends and they said, hey, your podcast is all about being vulnerable and open and transparent with what's working and what's not working. So let's talk about it on the podcast. So here we are. So here's exactly what happened. Let me pull up the stats here. In you know, 6,000 downloads in a month is over 1,500 in a week. So I had a ton of momentum. So the little line graph of my downloads was kind of flat for, you know, it was nothing in the beginning. Month one was like 400, and then it got over 1,000 in month two or three downloads per month. And then it goes, you know, kind of up and up and up and up. And then it kind of leveled out at about 1,500, give or take 100 downloads. Then it shot up, right? So it's this like kind of hilarious, like hockey stick looking graph. And what happened was, in February, I continued the momentum. So this is exciting. Like if you've ever made something before, you're like, this is working. Like I remember when the first few orders came in on my book on the Free Plus Shipping funnel, the day I launched it, I was like, this is cool. Like I made something and people like it. This is great. It's validating. If you've ever done that before, you know what I'm talking about. That first lead that you get, or that first opt-in, or that first webinar registrant, or the first purchase you make, or whatever it is, it just feels kind of good. So I would check back every day or so, and I was getting like 500 downloads a day, right? So I was going from, what was it before, 50 a day or something like that. Like I was on track for 10,000 downloads in February, and maybe I'll still get there. We'd never know. But something happened. So here's the stats, right? It's kind of embarrassing to say, but here goes. From February 3rd to February 9th, so 2 weeks ago, in that full week, according to the podcast player that I use, which is anchor.fm, I got 2,639 downloads. Isn't that crazy to go from 1,500 in a month in December to 2,600 in a week in February? So just going up and up and up and up. And then last week, let's see, yeah, the 10th through the 16th. So this is last week. This isn't like last year. This is last week. It went from 2,639 to 456. A precipitous drop in my awesome looking line graph from 2,183 less downloads per episode, or I'm sorry, for the week. That's the metric that we're talking about here, right? So here's what happened. Here's like the after action report. So I was getting new listeners and I was helping people. I don't know. I honestly don't know because you don't get a lot of feedback when this is kind of a one way medium, which is what I don't like about podcasting, is it's not interactive back and forth. I'll hear from people every now and then, or people will DM me, but it's not very frequent, right? I get a couple of reviews in the store. And so, you know, if you're putting something out there, or your friends are putting something out there, like be a good friend and rate it, review it, give them feedback on it, et cetera. It's really helpful and really powerful. So I had these new listeners and I've always been wanting to do this. I wanted to do a course, or like a mini course, just an audio course on the show about what's in the book. I'd been meaning to do it for a long time. I thought I'll just teach through some of the concepts in the book. And so that's what I did. I did a 9-part mini series where I taught through basically about a chapter a day in the book, just the key concepts. I wasn't reading the book, but I taught through the key concepts in the book with the call to action to get the book. I'll just mail one to you if you're in the US, and you still can do that. That was my big plan. I was like, I'll just do this. People will love the content. They'll love the stories. It'll make a ton of sense. They'll love the strategy, and they'll go download the book. Well, that didn't happen. The downloads, or the episodes, sorry, my downloads per episode went from around 130, 150. A lot of my episodes now are in the 200s. They just get lots of downloads, you know, kind of recently, all those new listeners in January. And the episode one of the 9-part miniseries had about 80 downloads after a few days. Usually you get the bulk of the downloads in the first couple of days, it seems like. And then the second one had, you know, 75, and then 60, and then 52, and then 49, and then 40. I was like, oh shoot, like people aren't listening to this like I thought they would. And they also weren't getting the book. Like I wasn't making tons and tons of book sales. I was, but it was from paid traffic when I tracked back, like where was the deals coming from. It wasn't coming as much from the show. I sold a couple, I think, on the first day. So here's what I learned and what you can take away from this. Lesson number one is perhaps a 9-part miniseries is too many parts, right? Like by definition, a miniseries, like I guess a 9-part miniseries is like a series. It's like a full season of a show on TV or on Netflix, right? If there's 9 episodes, it's kind of a lot. And one of my kids said that about 5 episodes in, and we were kind of talking about it. And even I think my wife, who listens to most of the episodes as a supportive spouse and also I think interested in the actual content, I knew she hadn't finished the miniseries. Like, man, I've even scared away my wife. And there's no way my mom listened, you know, like, not that they're like my target market, but they're my most ardent supporters. Typically, right? Your inner circle of people. And I know that they weren't going to listen to it and they weren't going to finish it, but I was committed to doing it anyways. And if you know anything about me, you know, when I commit to something, I just do it. So in May of last year, I did a funnel a day in May where I went live on Facebook 31 days in a row. And I built funnels live on Facebook. First one was great. It had like 700 viewers, lots of engagement, lots of excitement, lots of support. And then, you know, the 14th one in, or the 19th one in, or the 22nd one in, it's like, people aren't watching these. Like there's nobody on here live. Nobody's watching the recording, but I was committed to doing it. And so I didn't want to give up and didn't want to quit. So I kept going and did a full 31 days of Facebook Lives, which was great. It was just good for discipline, good for repetition, good to hash out the framework, good to prove that I've got a system that works. And so same thing, I realized about day five or six, like these aren't getting the engagement and downloads that I wanted to do, but I was dedicated enough or whatever the word is, bullheaded enough to see it to its natural end. And so I did all nine episodes, you know, one episode a day for 9 days. So number one, nine is too long. Number two, so in the future, I'll do like a three-part mini series. I've done a couple of two-part episodes in the past, I think, but I don't know that I'll do that anymore, but I'll do a three-part mini series. Like I love Facebook advertising and I get some of the most questions about it. And in your business too, whatever you get the most questions about or whatever you find stupid simple that other people find kind of hard is a good indication of something you might want to start to create some content around, a lead magnet or a PDF or a cheat sheet or a podcast or a YouTube video or Facebook Live or something like that around that content that you get so many questions about. Does that make sense? So on the Facebook ad side, I might do a three-part mini series or a one-part series or whatever of Facebook ads and how that can work in your business, like how to actually make it work and can do some case studies and stuff like that. So second thing I wanted to mention is the nine parts were kind of, well, they were sequential. They weren't kind of sequential. They were actually sequential. I wanted you to, if you listen to episode seven, you'd be kind of confused. So what that meant was I needed the people who listened to episode two to have listened to episode one and episode three, listen to episode one and two and episode four, listen to episode one and two and three. And so I was really shooting myself in the foot when it came to having people go through this whole thing with me, right? Like they just, if they jumped in on episode seven, they felt lost. And so they probably didn't listen, right? And the people could think, well, I got kind of behind and I didn't really have the time to get started. The episodes were a little bit longer. They were like 20 minutes each and they were every day, even on a Sunday. So I just didn't have time to get caught up on them and therefore I did not listen. Now, what I hope doesn't happen for those of you listening now, I hope people that didn't download or didn't subscribe or didn't whatever, like on those episodes, I hope they come back, right? Like I know they will. I'm going to do the podcast regardless, right? I'm committed to doing this for at least 3 years, whether people listen or not. And so it's, I'll just, you know, kind of a lesson. So point number one is nine parts is too long. Do three parts or less. Point number two is if you do a mini series, make the content independent of each other. So people can kind of jump in and jump back out. If they don't really care about that specific concept, et cetera, they can just like skip that part and not be totally lost and then watch the next part, right? Or listen to the next part. So that's a lesson I learned there. On the good side, I am glad that I did it. I'm glad that I hashed out lots of content, frameworks, stories. Like I just love telling stories. That's what essentially a podcast is and what the blogs that I write are about. I have a concept. I tell a story like I did at the beginning of this very episode about my office flooding and what to do when you face resistance and why things just kind of don't work out and how to overcome that. So I'm glad that I went through it, that I showed the discipline, the commitment, and the structure to be able to organize content in a way that makes sense, which was kind of cheating because I already had the book. So I was using the book as the framework for the content, which by the way, the book was kind of cheating because the book is the framework of what's in the course, which I don't talk about a ton on the show, but there is an actual course that goes along with what's in the book. And so, yeah, that's what I learned there. So the pros were the stories, the content, the frameworks. Now I can turn those into Facebook Lives or repurpose that content or get the episodes transcribed because they were kind of long. And so they would be really good SEO fodder, you know, for my web guy to mess with, you know, to turn into blog posts and things like that. So if you're considering putting a series like that together, learn from me. And if you know somebody who's like, hey, I used to listen to Cody Builds a Business. He did that mini series and I fled to the hills. Say, hey, come on back. It's better now. It's like it used to be. And you know, as you guys know, it's been 160 or so total episodes of the show so far. This is episode 125 of like these solo episodes, but there's been lots of bonus episodes and the Sunday conversations and the nine-part mini series. And so there's different, you know, back to solo episodes, but I am curious. So if you've been listening this long and you're my loyal listeners and you were enticed by this podcast episode title, I'm curious, what types of content would you like me to create? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Instagram and I want you to send me a direct message. Hit the little paper airplane in the top corner. And my Instagram handle is @1hourfunnel. Easy to remember. It's like everything else I've got @1hourfunnel. And send me a DM and tell me the type of, or any really any feedback. Like, hey, I like it because, or hey, I don't like it because, or hey, I kind of miss the episodes because it's too frequent or it's not frequent enough, or the episodes are too long or they're too short. I'm just curious your feedback. What I'm going to do for people that do that is I'm going to pick one person randomly in the month of February 2019 to do a free strategy call with you. So I did one of these this morning with somebody going through some stuff. They had some questions about how to do lead generation for real estate, and they had questions on how to try to close this person as a customer. They were trying to do what I've done on the agency side. And so we had a great 30-minute call. It was actually like 27 minutes. And I really moved the needle for them. I got them really unstuck, because we can get so bogged down and so stuck, but it's helpful to have people in your life that you know and trust that can get you unstuck. So for those that send me a direct message on Instagram at 1 Hour Funnel, I'll pick one person randomly this month and I'll set up I'll reach out to you and have a free strategy call. And really all I'm looking for is your feedback on that. Some ideas for the show, really kind of one idea for the show. I'm curious what I've been doing with the Sunday conversation. So here's my one big question. I'll close with this. I enjoy the podcast More Cheese, Less Whiskers by Dean Jackson. And I was on episode 100 of the Dean Jackson podcast. And lots of the people I've had on my show and I've met in person have been on Dean's podcast as well. But what he does, he has an 8-part framework, similar to the framework I have in his expertise. And he brings guests on the show. He has kind of no context for what they're doing. And if you want to listen, like go listen back to my interview with him on episode 100 from last June of 2018. And he just says like, well, hey, who are you and what's your business? And you tell them, and then he helps you. He moves a needle some in an hour. But what he does is he kind of jams you through his framework as proof that what he knows works. And he doesn't really have any, he doesn't have any sponsors on his show. And at the end, I think he does make some kind of call to action, like join me for a workshop or join me for an in-person thing I'm doing in Orlando or whatever. He has several different ways he makes money. But it's an interesting format that instead of me interviewing experts on my show, what could be really interesting to me, at least I think, love your feedback via direct message, would be what if I interviewed business owners on the show about how their funnels and ads are working? So who do they, like I have all these frameworks, right? Like, so who do they serve? What is that like? How's the lead generation process going for them? How are they ascending them through their different product offerings? How are they creating things they really like? Where are they winning? Where are they not winning? And we can learn from them that way. So I can apply the lessons in the book and then the framework and then the course and the things I do with my private clients to people on the podcast, which and then bring that all back to you. Go out and kill that thing and bring it home for us all to feast on with our ears. So let me know your thoughts on that. That's what I'm currently considering to grow the show. So thank you always, as always, for listening. I appreciate your support in good times and in bad times. And I will win those podcast listeners back, or I will find new podcast listeners. I am knocked down, but not defeated, or whatever the saying is. So it's going to be great. Thanks again for supporting the show. And I will see you on the next episode.